These things.
I haven't seen that one yet.
Not me either.
But, alright, let's get started. Let's first introduce Jibo. But this is Hunter, participant 8048. Jibo, can you please introduce yourself?
I'm Hunter.
Hi, I'm Jibo. And I'm a social robot. Hi, I'm Jibo. And I'm a social robot.
He's forgetful.
My name is Jibo. What's your name?
My name is Hunter. Hunter.
My name is Jibo.
Okay, we'll talk it later. Anyways, let's get started. Hunter, you're 8 years old.
What's your name?
All right. Jibo's being silly. All right. So, since you're 8 years old, right, this is going to be really easy for you. So, we have the alphabet here. I just want you to tell me what letter this is,
okay,
what's in the picture, and then something, if you can think of something else that starts with the same letter.
Oh. A, apple, ape?
Yeah. Exactly like that.
B, boy, boing?
Yeah,
that works. C, cookies. Crocodile. D, duck. Duke. E, elephant.
What do you listen out of?
That's earphones.
There we go.
S, fish. Fishing.
Perfect.
G, guitar. Giraffe. H, house. Horse. I, ice. Igloo. J, juice. Jug. K, key, kangaroo. L, leaf, ladybug.
You're so good at these.
M, monkey. Mountain. N, nose. Nostril. L, orange. Orange, the color orange.
Yes, that works.
P, plate, pilot. Q, duck, quack.
Yeah. What's another word that starts with a Q?
Oh. Quail.
Yeah, perfect.
R, red, rose. S, spider. Socialize.
That's a good word.
T, table, tall. U, umbrella. Unable. V, vacuum. Wait. I heard another one. Violin.
Yeah.
W, watch. Watching with binoculars. Watching.
Yeah, watching works.
X-ray, X, xylophone.
Please enjoy this fun robot while I start the connection. I'm on Linux.
Y, yogurt. Yo-yo.
Connection confirmed.
Last one. Z, zebra. Zip.
Amazing, you did so good. Alright, go ahead and hit a buzzer for me and we can move on to the next one.
Do you
want to
do a proper introduction to Jeevo?
Mm-hmm. Alright, we can do that. Anyways, go ahead. No, you're good. Go ahead and hit another buzzer.
I'm going to hit the blue.
Perfect. I can move this closer. It's more comfortable. Hey, Jeevo. All right. This is going to be really easy.
Oh.
But can you just tell me what number?
I'm Jeevo. And I'm a social robot. Hi, I'm Jeevo. And I'm a social robot.
I don't know. He's not listening.
My name is Jeevo.
Wait, does he listen to me when I say something? My name is Hunter.
Did you try turning it on?
What's your name?
Hunter. Jeevo. My favorite color is blue too.
What's your favorite color?
Blue.
That's so cool.
Is Jeevo listening now?
Alrighty. Let's get
But you
started.
Can just, you don't have to pick at the microphone. He can hear you, yeah. If you touch it, then it makes a squeaky noise, so people can't hear you well, yeah. All right, let's get started. So now that Jeevo is back to speed, I want you to tell me what number this is and what you think comes next.
Okay. One. Two. Three.
Mm-hmm.
Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. 10. 11. 12. 13. 14. 15. 16. 17. 18. 19.
What happened?
Wait, I lost control.
What came after 15?
16.
What number is that?
It's 1 and a 6.
What number is this, though?
20.
So after 15, we went to 20. How many did we skip?
21.
So how many did we skip here? From 15 to 20? We skipped 5, right?
Oh, yeah, right. 5.
So if we skipped 5 and we went from 15 to 20, what do you think comes next?
21.
Then we're skipping 5 again.
Oh, my gosh.
What number is this?
25.
What do you think comes next?
30.
Yeah, good job. What are we, what
35.
Are you would think. Now we're skipping by
10.
So this is?
50. What's 40 and then 50. 60. Oh! 70. 80. 90. 100.
Now it's going to skip a big number.
Oh.
Take a guess.
100.
We are at 100. What about next?
Oh.
What do you think the next number is
going to
be?
20. I think we're just.
20? You think we're going to go back to 20?
I don't know. Oh, 200.
What?
500. 1,000.
Good job. All right. Do you know your addition?
Kind
of.
It's 9 plus 7. Okay.
Do you want to try it? We can move on if you don't want to try.
No. I'm going to try.
Okay.
I use my fingers to
That's
do
fine.
It.
That's fine. Go use your fingers.
One,
I'll
two,
use my fingers.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 16.
Good job. What about this one? Can
you
tell me what it says?
Oh, that's easy. 20. Oh,
read it.
Oh.
What does it say?
Wait. 9 minus 4.
Is it 9?
No.
What does
no.
it say?
It's 19 minus 1. It's 9. It has to be. Wait. 18.
Yes, good job. Perfect. And these are a little hard, so you can just read what it says.
6 times 3. Oh, no.
Do you want to skip this one?
Yes. Times are hard for me.
What about this one? Do you know what this says?
No.
This is divided by. So can
you
say?
21 divided by 3.
Yep. And it's, if anyone ever asks you, it's 7.
7.
Mm-hmm. You'll learn that later on, but wow. Go ahead.
You're doing an awesome job.
Go ahead and hit another buzzer.
Thank you, Jibo.
All right, this one is a little silly.
Okay.
It's gonna have some silly pictures and silly words, but this is one slide, okay? If we have one slide, what do we have now?
Two slides.
Perfect.
One sandwich.
We're gonna call this a snack. So if you have one snack.
Two snacks.
This is called a mip.
One mip, two mip.
Mm-hmm. Mm. This is called a yag.
One yag, two yag. One coffee cup.
Let's just call it a cup.
One cup?
Yep.
Two cup. One broken robot.
We're gonna call this a skack.
A skack? One skack? Two skack.
Would you say two skack?
Yeah, two skack.
If this is one skack, this is two.
Two skack. Skack.
This is a smide.
One smide, two smide. One boat.
Let's call it a ship.
One ship, two ship.
This is a dup.
One dup, two dup. One purse.
Let's call it a bag.
One bag, two bag. One white, two white. Oh my god.
This is called a brig.
One brig, two brig.
This is called a kel.
One kel, two kel. Oh.
This is a foo. This is my favorite one. One foo?
One foo, two foo. That looks like a rock.
It is.
One rock, two rock. One crib, two crib. Oh my god.
This is called a pint.
One pipe, two pipe. One shoe, two shoe. One bell, two bell. Oh
my. This is called a yawk.
One yawk, two yawk.
And we're back to the beginning. That was a little weird, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
I know. Those are some silly words, but you did great. Go ahead and hit another buzzer.
Great job.
Thank you.
We have a picture here, and there's a lot going on, so can you just tell me what you see and what you think may be happening?
I see a fish, a lion, and a person on a boat. So I'm thinking that they're going on a lake, and the fish is, like, swimming around, and then the lion and the kid are having fun boating.
Would you ever be in a boat with a lion?
No.
Why not?
It would kill me.
Then why is he in a boat with a lion?
Wait a minute. Hey, I think that lion got hurt and then the little kid helped him.
So they're friends now?
Yes.
Mm. Anything else?
Wait, I see two fish. Mm-hmm. That's all. Oh. It's the kid in the boat. So he's pretending that he's on a plane, but he's actually on his bed.
What do you see around his room, maybe?
Wait, I see this. He's pretending this is like a sky, and there's the airplane, fish tank, trucks, clothes. That's all I see.
You think maybe this is the same fish as the other picture?
Oh, yeah. I think that.
What do you think about his room? Do you think it's messy or clean?
I think it's messy.
Is your room messy like this?
No, it's clean. I cleaned it all up.
Alright.
Oh my gosh. So I see a scientist, two rats, and an octopus. I think that octopus is helping a scientist. I think that's an octoscientist.
An octoscientist, I like that. What do you think they're maybe experimenting on?
Hmm. I think he's just sparing me on that when he gets an idea, he puts a white ball over his head.
Anything else you see in the picture?
See this right here.
Mm-hmm. Some type of molecule.
Mm-hmm. I see some books. I see some scientific stuff. That's all I see. I already saw that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on to the next
one. Oh my gosh. What I see is a little girl carrying a giant beetroot. And I see a snails. Ooh. So I'm thinking she pulled out a giant beetroot while she was pulling out the little ones. And then snails come along eating the leaves. And, that's all I see. And I see a shovel.
Mm-hmm. How do you think it got so big?
I think they left it out there so it can get so big.
What do you think she was going to do with it?
Eat it, of course.
Eat it. All by herself?
No, with her family.
All right. You did great. Go ahead and hit another buzzer.
This is the last one. Did I already do this one?
I don't remember, but you can do two at once if you want.
Ooh.
Perfect.
That sounds pretty cool.
All right, do you like reading?
Great job.
I think so. Thanks. Thanks, Debo.
You can just read it however much you want.
Oh. Arthur Ashe was a thin kid that grew up to be one of the best tennis players in the world. A small child, he liked to read books and listen to music with his mother. He also spent lots of time practicing. Because so good that he played at school and later he played on the United States team. He was the best player in the country.
You want to keep going?
I think that's all.
All right, go ahead and hit another buzzer then.
Okay.
You're doing an awesome job.
Thank you.
All right. This one is also more pictures, but I want you to tell me what they're doing in the picture and how you would do it.
Oh. They're brushing their teeth. So this is how I would do it. This is how I always do it. So I put toothpaste on my toothbrush. I do circles up and down, and then I get the back, and then I do my mouthwash. He's washing his hands. So this is what I would do. Get my hands wet, get some soap, scrub it all over my hands, and get them all wet again and dry them. He's tying his shoe. I don't really know how to tie my shoe. Nope.
That's okay.
Eating cereal, I would let my mom and dad do it so I don't make a mess.
What's your favorite cereal?
Oh, Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms, those are good.
Putting his clothes on. So well, first I will put my underwear on, then my shorts, then my t-shirt.
Perfect.
Making cupcakes. So this is how I would do it. I would get a partner, and I would start with making the inside before I put the icing on, and then I'll put the wrapper.
What's your favorite flavor?
Ooh, that's hard. I'm going to say chocolate.
Same.
Painting? I don't really much paint. Well, if I do know how to paint, I would be an artist.
Do you not paint usually, or do you paint at home?
I do.
What do you usually paint?
What I paint is that I paint animals, robots. I even painted Jeebo.
Wow. All
right. Putting his buckle on. That's easy. You just take the strap, then you pull it down, and then you buckle it in.
Why do you buckle yourself?
Because you can crash and get very hurt.
Exactly.
But playing. Well, this is how I would play. I would pretend that I was that I had dinosaurs and they would had a fight. A dinosaur fight. Playing dress up. So this is how I would do. I would dress up as Mario.
As Mario.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Swati. So this is how I would do it. I would climb up the stairs and whee. I've been on a giant one.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a water one. Playing soccer. So this is how I would do it. I would start charging to the ball and kick it the hardest I can into the goal.
Do you play any sports?
Football. Tackle. I did play karate, and I know how to do a flying sidekick.
Oh, that's amazing.
They're building, so I would build, like, I would make a castle. I made one before.
That's
a big one. Swinging, so I would get on a swing, and then my mom or dad would push me high. But usually this is how I do it. I put my legs back to go back and put my legs forward to go forward.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
They're sharing.
Do you usually share?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. What do you not like share?
Oh. My toys.
Your toys.
Oh, he's thinking. Wait, I think he's waiting for something because I see a timer.
Yeah. Maybe.
I think he's waiting on muffins.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, that's possible. All right. Well, we're done with that, so we have one more to go. Go ahead and hit another buzzer.
Hmm.
You're doing great.
Thanks, Debo.
Let's do another picture, and then we can be done.
I see. Oh, my gosh.
What do you see in this picture?
Well, I see an animal. It's dressed up as a princess. That is so weird. And I see candy and coins and a ring. That is so weird.
Maybe it's a princess goat.
Wait, I think someone mean turned the princess into a goat.
Like Shrek.
You would never do that.
No, like in the movie Shrek.
Princess
Fiona
into
an ogre.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything else about the picture? Mm.
She's sitting in the front.
Yeah.
Oh! The hat, it has this coming off. That's all I see. All right,
well, you can hit another buzzer and we'll be all done. Thank you.